Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Here's the weatherman report for Sunday, Easter Sunday, the 31st day in the month of March 2024. And it looks like we're closing out the month in the Northeast with good weather, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures up to 61 degrees from D.C. to the Boston area. There was some showers during the overnight, and the showers may be lingering around D.C. up to Baltimore, but then quickly moving east, we get into some better weather into the afternoon hours. Also looks like some nice weather for the evening hours, but overnight it's going to be clouds and the possibility of some rain, especially towards daybreak. Nighttime lows 45. Rainy weather Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday across the Northeast Corridor. Again, our high temperatures only in the 40s. Daytime, nighttime lows down near 40 to 45. So some wet weather coming up to start off the month of April on Monday. And looking at the airline hubs across the Northeast, first, generally fair weather expected from Newark, New York, Philadelphia, all the way up to the Boston area. And it looks like just some clouds, maybe a few light showers in D.C. Charlotte also looking at clouds and a possibility of some showers, but no problems as far as the weather's concerned, aviation-wise, getting into that airport. Atlanta also looking good, as does most of Florida. Tampa all the way down to West Palm and over at Miami, no problems there. In Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, all looking good, as does Amarillo. In the Chicago area, looks like we'll have some rain. Doesn't look like a lot of overcast or too heavy rain, but ceilings and visibilities may be going down to what we call IFR instrument conditions, and that will slow things down at the Chicago airports during the latter portion of Sunday and Sunday night. West Coast still shows rainy weather from San Diego up to the Los Angeles region and also up towards San Francisco. Snowy conditions in the Sierra Nevada and also snow in central and northeastern Nevada, extending into southern Idaho, western sections of Wyoming, and also in the Denver area. Looks like they'll have between maybe 3 and 5 inches of snowfall in Denver from this latest storm moving into the Four Corners region. The great North American solar eclipse will be occurring from the west coast of Mexico up towards Dallas-Fort Worth. Probably the center line goes just a little bit to the east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, extending into the central Mississippi River Valley, Ohio, northwestern Pennsylvania, western and northern New York, and then into northern New England and the Canadian Maritimes. That'll be on the 8th. It's a Monday, and right now we're seeing pretty good weather from, probably northern Maine across into northern Vermont, up into Hero Islands and Lake Champlain, and also at Plattsburgh, looking pretty good. That's over very close to the center line of the solar eclipse on the 8th day of April. It mainly be occurring somewhere between 2 and 5 o'clock with the center line, or totality actually somewhere around 3:30, depending upon where you're going. Also looks like pretty good weather in western New York. Rochester, Buffalo, all going to see it. Erie, Pennsylvania, into central and northern Ohio, all the way down into Indiana, then into Arkansas. But it does look like some rainy weather possibly in East Texas and southern Arkansas, but we'll be watching that. But as of right now, no major systems that we can see. But then again, it's over a week away, so that could be changing. But we'll have another update for you tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. And next update on Monday, first day of April. Take care.